prodigal son returns. Johnny and Christina heard footsteps behind them. Just to be safe, they quickly hid in the bushes. To their great surprise, the aunt suddenly appeared before them. "This is not possible. Playful, is it really you?" Johnny jumped out in happiness. "Yes, it's me, and as you can see, I'm alive," replied the aunt happily. They hugged as if they had not seen one another for an eternity. Johnny became curious. "So, what happened to you? Tell me." This time, the aunt didn't brag, and by his voice, one could hear that something had changed. "When we found ourselves in front of those two roads, you disappeared before my eyes. The wide road tricked me. I thought for sure that it would take me to my anthill. Then I saw that narrow road which went steeply up. I didn't hesitate any longer and chose the wider one." Johnny and Christina listened breathlessly. Playful explained further. "I could already see how I would take a bath at home. I was looking forward to putting my feet up and doing nothing for at least a week. Suddenly, a peculiar being showed up in front of me. I realised too late that it was a beast. He attracted me. He claimed he knew the way to my anthill, but instead he took me to an enchanted park. And you know how he threatened me then? That he would turn me into a toy for naughty children," the aunt said in a trembling voice and continued in shame. "He locked me in a dark room of clay. I cried and cried. I couldn't believe that I would end up a toy in the hands of those bad children. Likewise, as the prodigal son left his own good father, I also left my kind heavenly father. I wanted to return to him, of course, and so I asked for his forgiveness," the aunt said, already sounding calmer and bolder. "All at once, I felt Jesus' embrace. He cuddled me and covered me with love. Because of that, the bonds the beast had bound me with were broken. I opened the door to the hall where the beast had locked me, and I saw how he was showing off. Suddenly, I heard you and how you fearlessly stood up to him. And when the children chased you, I ran away from there too. I might have broken a world record." Playful almost smiled, but then he became serious again and told Johnny, "Would you please forgive me too for not believing you and for whinging so much?" Johnny hugged him again. They cheered each other so much. In a moment, they were about to set out on their journey again. It was then that Johnny noticed that Christina was crying. "I don't have any toys," Christina announced sadly, "and I will miss you so much." Johnny thought how he could please Christina and what he could give her. Except for his hedgehog, he didn't have any toys with him, but he certainly couldn't give her that. Then he wouldn't have anything to play with himself. Any other toy he would have given her immediately, but his stuffed hedgehog was at the moment the dearest thing he had. As he thought about that, he realised that God, because of his love, gave us the most valuable thing that he had, his own son. That's how much he loved us. And truly, sometimes God asks us to give up the dearest and most valuable thing we have. Johnny didn't hesitate any longer. He stroked his hedgehog one last time and gave it to Christina. She cried with happiness. She liked the hedgehog very much. It was so cute. She looked at Johnny thankfully and smiled. "I have for you only a small thing. I have a rubber band for jumping, which I used to jump over with the other girls when we played during recess at school, and a key which Mummy left me when she went to heaven. She told me that key could lock a door so that a dragon could not climb out of a deep crack." Johnny felt a chill up and down his spine, for he realised the strange ways in which God worked on this journey. He thanked Christina for the key and was about to leave. It was not easy to part. They even cried a little. But somehow, they all felt sure that God would look after each one of them.